The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com. And see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics. Trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7 as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.
Hey folks, we're back. News Radio Magazine's weekend edition. Check us out online at newsradiomagazine.com. Lots of really cool stuff going on. There's also a listener comment line that is new. Give a jingle, leave us a message, good, bad, or ugly. Bottom of the hour, you're supposed to be able to catch some of that. I think they're starting that next week. So we're looking for your comments. There's toll-free line coming. I'm not in charge of all that stuff. But hey, folks, I wanted to let you know that we're being joined today, as promised, by James Norman. Jim wrote a book. It's called The Oil Card, and it's about the war, economic warfare. There's several kinds of warfare that is taking place right now worldwide. One of them is electronics, and we're going to talk about that at a later date. The United States and you and I, as citizens of the United States, are under siege right now by other countries that really don't have our best interest at heart, and they are using access and the internet and trying to get to you and to I. And Jim, before the break, we were talking about Russia and the collapse of the Soviet Union, and you were talking about the relationship, some of the relationship issues with the U.S. and for the futures now that were being able to be sold and bought and being bought short, so that paper trading, basically. Also, I wanted to get into a tiny bit about name and names, about who set that in place during the Reagan administration, and was that set in place before, number one, Reagan got in there? Was it a plan? You know, we have all of these people talk about this big conspiracy about, you know, the powers that be. What can you tell us?
Well, I don't look at it as a big conspiracy, really. I just think of it in terms of the U.S. national security establishment, which is really, it's a permanent government. It's really divorced from the just Democrat-Republican thing. It's not partisan. These are professional people who, deep in the government, they're kind of nameless, faceless people, not household names, but they are looking way down the road, looking at what this country needs to protect itself. And yes, I think that even before Ronald Reagan took office, I think even during the Carter administration, there was a clear effort to move aggressively to rein in the Soviet Union. Now, in the Reagan administration, the real brains behind the anti-Soviet strategy was in the National Security Council, which is a team. It was only like 120 people or so in the Reagan White House. They were able to marshal the resources of the Treasury Department, the CIA, and various other government agencies to orchestrate this concerted effort against the Soviets to bring down their economy. And it's the same kind of thing would be at work now, but in reverse, against the current main strategic opponent, which would be the People's Republic of China.
Okay, so obviously our government or those that are in office view them as the next global threat or the biggest global threat right now?
Right, yeah. China, any way you cut it, they are the only international superpower or superpower wannabe that could propose any kind of a serious strategic threat to the United States. And in fact, in time, it's only a matter of time until there would be some kind of a eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation with the Chinese over something along the Pacific Rim or somewhere else. And I think the U.S. strategy is to be in a position where when that happens, we don't have to back down. And so I think that the preparation for that goes on for many, many years in advance. This is very long-term thinking, and it involves economic growth rates, unemployment levels, the ability to amass wealth over time.
By us.
Or by them. I think that the whole strategy here is if you can run oil prices high enough, and not just oil prices, but other key raw material prices, you in effect can impose a tax burden, tax drag on the Chinese growth rate. And if China doesn't grow its economy at double digits, that's 10% or more, they end up with a compounding unemployment problem. They already have a very large unemployment problem in China, which isn't very well understood or reported. They have to keep their people employed to maintain order and political control in what is really a pressure cooker kind of environment where people have no way to just blow off steam. They can't go to the polls and throw the bums out. They take to the streets, and the people who run the People's Republic of China are deathly afraid of that. That's why you see all these rather draconian security measures being taken around the Olympics.
Well, now, obviously, history has shown us that socialism and socialism doesn't work.
Well, but you see, the PRC folks have been very clever. They basically have maintained a totalitarian political control, but have adopted all of the social and economic incentives of capitalist the economy. So I think other analysts would say inherently those are hard to keep together, but not impossible. I mean, you could have the worst of both worlds. You could have, you know, a rich and commercially aggressive country that's still under totalitarian control with aggressive geopolitical designs. This ain't good. So I think the strategy is to basically crack that system, which our national security people view that as essentially a very brittle and vulnerable system.
Okay. But right now, is it not true that the act, if this is what they're in fact doing, the very act of doing that could break our country? Is it who breaks first?
Yeah. And I think one of the lines I use in the book is it's kind of a race to oblivion, you know. But it's the winner will tend to be the guy with the deepest pockets, and for now, that's us. I think the United States is still able to command massive financial resources, and in an economic war, if you look at some of the publications that have come out of the Chinese military think tanks, they've analyzed this in quite detail, and they realize they're extremely vulnerable to economic warfare. And they're feeling a lot of pain there now with these very high oil prices. I mean, people in the United States might think that, oh, this is terrible, but we get a cold, they get pneumonia. And all of the costs of Chinese inputs into this heavily industrial economy they've built in terms of iron ore, bauxite, copper, coal, all of the essentials they need, the prices on all this stuff have gone through the roof. The
right.
Chinese industry makes no money at the end of the day.
Okay, well, what is that? What is that? Because they're just putting it back into their infrastructure, which makes them more powerful, more able to produce. What are you saying?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean they make money, but they've been overbuilding their industrial base for. It's hard to understand why, except for they want to be market and world domination in terms of steel, aluminum, other strategic metals. But the way they finance themselves is by making huge amounts of bad loans to themselves. I mean, a lot of their loans and their banks are non-performing. The United States can finance itself by just printing money because we have the world's reserve currency. The Chinese, instead, have basically been making bad loans to themselves, subsidizing a lot of these losses, and then selling a huge torrent of goods abroad at basically below their cost in order to garner hard currency. It's a classic mercantilist trade strategy, which is why we have been at loggerheads with them in the WTO meetings here, which just collapsed here in the Doha round.
Well, we're coming up on a break, but when we get back, I want to talk about that, about trading goods for paper dollars. I want to talk about the gold currency, and I'd really like to hit on some of that. I also want to make sure we get to the connection between Japan, the United States, and the Arab nations, why we are so covetous, in my opinion. You're listening to News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. I'm Kevin Leisure. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
The same great folks that bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swanstone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Operation Homefront provides emergency services and morale to our troops, to the families they leave behind, and to wounded warriors when they return home. Many military families and young mothers are often relocating their children and households alone, while their service member is deployed to a combat zone. Find out how you can help these military families and ease the minds of our deployed troops. Visit OperationHomefrontWashington.com. That's OperationHomefrontWashington.com.
Added Dimensions is your place to call for your kitchen and bathroom remodel. They have over 20 years' experience in affordable kitchen and bathroom remodels. It's the only call you need to make to get your project started and completed with attention to quality. Hear what every previous client will tell you. Call Mike and get it done right. That's Added Dimensions, 866-599-5169, and ask for Mike. Just one call and they do it all. 866-599-5169.